Welcome to the Jay Porks Podcast. Coming to you straight out of Staten Island, New York. Bringing you a weekly episode with the finest music news, server problems, and whatever else is going on in Jay's life. Thank you so much for listening. Without further ado, here's Jay.
Having casual sex in New York City just got easier. In the famous words of a wise philosopher, one must respect the artistry. And what Beyoncé was doing was art. It's not any of those. The worst thing I can hear in the dining room, you say to me, is these four words. Turn on Fox News. Now I went from fun trolling to why I'm running through the reasons in my head why I hate the world so much. I talk about weed a lot. I'm an abrasive douchebag who sometimes finds himself at odds with people in power.
Dropping plates on your ass, biatch!
Don't you dare be sour!
Thank you, fuck you, bye, boom!
Hence my self-loathing. It's called spade a spade. Kid's my age, and he's hanging out he's the type of guy to hang out at an eighth grade prom after party. You know? Trolling for snatch. Okay? And everyone just rolled their eyes, listened to this, like, what an obnoxious asshole this guy is. Yeah, I am an obnoxious asshole. I didn't grow up in Staten Island, okay? I didn't grow up in a place where people drive their parents' cars and, you know, they have their older brothers come down to fight for them and their older cousins. I'm not from there. That's not where I'm from.
If my ass occupies the space that I'm sitting in, my feet also occupy that space. I am a human being, and matter means that only one thing can occupy one space. No two things can occupy one space at the same time. I was in that space at 7:30 or 8 o'clock, whenever they let us in. I was in that space immediately when they let us in. You weren't. Therefore, I was occupying that space. Okay, can everyone just chill out? Everyone just take a chill pill? Instead of tweeting things like, Harriet Tubman should be on the EBT card? Now, I'll admit, that's fucking hilarious, but at the same time, that's fucking racist.
Hey, yo, what is the word, people? Welcome to another action-packed edition of the Jay Porks Podcast. I'm Jay Porks, with me as always on the other side of the glass, making sure this is a well-oiled podcast machine. Every week is the ever-popular Nobody. What goes on, peeps? We had a week last week. A week that was not as bad as some, not as good as others, but it was okay. So Sublime with Rome. We'll talk about that. Last week I was missing in action. Well, I wasn't missing in action. If you go to jparks.com, you could find the latest episode of the Slant Show podcast. And that is hosted by my friends Sal and Anthony. And it takes place here on the jolly... No, in the rugged lands. Rugged lands of Shaolin. And it's something you should check out. It's fun. It reminds me of being on a morning show. Lots of sound effects. There's lots of people ready with content. It's not like me where I'm sitting around and I'm like, what are we going to do? It's not like that at all. So it was fun. So I figured since we recorded that on Sunday afternoon, I figured why not just continue sharing the slant love with you as I take a few days to compress from, I don't know if it's called compress, I don't know if I'm using the right word, to compress from Sublime with Rome. But before we get into that, there is something that's happening in the world that a lot of people have feels about. See, the one Pokemon you don't want to catch is feelings. You know what I'm saying? That's the one you don't want to catch. No, but seriously, Pokemon Go, gotta catch them all. Gotta catch them all. I know I hate everything, and I know that this is another thing that you probably think that I want to be Debbie Downer about. Oh, people shouldn't be in their phones playing Pokemon Go. They should be out getting jobs. Guys, relax. Why does everybody have to hate everything about life? I had this on my Facebook status days ago. I do not play Pokemon Go. I am not bothered by people playing Pokemon Go. I have no feelings about people playing Pokemon Go. And if you have a problem with people playing Pokemon Go, you should take a look in the world you live in and shut your fucking mouth, as Bill Hicks would say. There's a lot of fucked up shit going on. Nice, France. Nice? Or is it Nice? I'm pronouncing it Nice. Anyway. Flint water crisis. Ticketmaster vouchers not being able to be used on shows you want to go to. Republicans. There are so many things you could hate. But you're mad that people are playing Pokemon on their phone. And I saw a couple of things like, I saw this meme that was like, people say that millennials or, you know, technology ruins, you know, makes you lazy and not want to go out and play. And then a game comes along that makes you go out to the park and catch Pokemon and socialize with people, and people shit all over it. Let's pause, because I don't know how social, I don't know how many people are socializing with other folks in real life due to Pokemon Go. Again, I don't play it. I don't play it. I don't know. But I mean, everybody I saw on the outside who was playing it was looking down at their phones. Nobody was talking to another individual like, hey, you want to battle? Nobody said that. Maybe they did. But I didn't witness it. I was in Starbucks the other day. I saw these two girls, you know, I saw these two, like, 16-year-old girls on their phones, you know. Oh, my God, there's a Charizard there. And I'm thinking in my head, it's 6:30 in the fucking morning. Like, don't you want to sleep for a little while longer? Don't you got anything to do? Pokemon oversleep for the win. No, but I mean, really, like, I mean, how does that affect your lives? I saw, you see the sipping, the Kermit, you know, when Kermit is sipping tea and he's like, it's none of my business, though. I saw that and it's like, you guys got to catch a Jizzob or whatever. Bunch of signs from workplaces that say work is not a place to catch Pokemon. You'll have plenty of time to catch Pokemon on the unemployment line. There's a lot of you need a job humor to come out of this. And I could say that I don't think that people can afford, because the data that Pokemon Go is like a data eater. It eats data faster than kids on Staten Island eat Percocet. You know what I'm saying? So, I don't know anybody who doesn't have a job yet is on a $600 smartphone playing Pokemon Go and is a waste to society. If you're in high school, if there's high school kids playing Pokemon Go, their parents are paying their phone bill. If there's adults playing Pokemon Go, they're paying their phone bill. Or they're, you know, or they're on seekingarrangement.com getting somebody to pay their phone bill. I don't know. The point is, is that everyone is well aware of how much money is being spent on your data plan when you're using your GPS with your map feature playing Pokemon Go. There are worse things in the world you can do. There are way worse things to do in life. We touched about it a little bit on the Slant show, like somebody walked into oncoming traffic, I think. Yeah, obviously there are some common sense features. But the common sense missing from some players of Pokemon Go is not the result of Pokemon Go. It's the result of people missing that common sense feature in their brain. People are idiots. That person playing Pokemon Go was gonna walk into oncoming traffic texting somebody anyway. They were gonna walk into oncoming traffic if they were playing Simpsons Tapped Out, if they were on Snapchat, if they were on Facebook Live. Was gonna happen anyway. People are stupid. You can't stop stupid. You can only help to contain it for periods of time. And it's hard. Hard. It's funny. Okay. I thought I can go longer than 8 minutes on Pokemon Go, but I couldn't. So, topic two. Burm. I don't know. Making all sound effects today. Oh, shit. You know what I want to talk about? Yes. I'm so happy I remembered. Okay. As you know, I don't do the podcast with notes. This is all me. All me. Just without no prompting, no nothing. So, sometimes I forget things. So, I'm glad that I remembered just now what I was going to say. Okay. I saw Finding Dory today. Now, I signed maybe 157 confidentiality agreements that said that I can't tell you why I saw Finding Dory today. I'm not even allowed to mention why I might have been at a movie theater seeing a children's movie today. I can't tell you. I'm not allowed, legally. But I could tell you about the movie. I could tell you about, spoiler alert, by the way, if anyone hasn't seen Finding Dory, I can't believe I'm saying spoiler alert for a cartoon movie. But, if you haven't seen Finding Dory, and you don't want to know the plot, if the title didn't give away the plot for you, then I would fast forward about, I don't know, I can't go longer than 5 minutes on this, right? I don't think so. I'd fast forward about 5 minutes. Just get right into the second half. Alright. Finding Dory. Alright. First, let me say this. If you work at a place that is going on a trip, and they're not paying for you to go on that trip, you don't have to go on that trip. There is no reason that your place of employment should be charging you for things that happen during the course of a day when you're employed. It's not like I ordered lunch. If I order lunch, I'll pay for lunch. If I get a Diet Coke, take my dollar. If I don't get to choose the movie we're going to, I shouldn't have to already forfeit $12 for it before I even show up for work that day. But nonetheless, I was at the Atrium Theater checking out Finding Dory. First of all, I haven't seen Finding Nemo, so honestly, I'm a bit lost. I'm lost in the plot. I don't know what, you know, I don't know what's, like, this movie was on, and I'm like, what does this have to do with, how is this and Nemo the same? No, I'm kidding. Of course. They're underwater. It's like a sequel. And I gotta tell you, with the memory that fish have, there's gonna be more Finding movies. Alright, so Ellen DeGeneres is Dory. Dory lost her parents. They're in a, like a, not a zoo, an aquarium. There you go. I was gonna say a zoo for fish. That's what I was gonna say. I was just going to say they are in a zoo for fish. Wow. Okay. So they're in this aquarium thing. Dory lives underwater because she's a fish. She lost her parents. So she's looking for her parents. That's the movie. There's no twists and turns. There's, you know, that's it. That's the movie. It's a fish swimming around, jumping from exhibit to exhibit in the aquarium, trying to find her parents. She finds Nemo, but this isn't Finding Nemo, so we weren't looking for Nemo. But Nemo shows up. With Nemo's got a dad? I don't know. Nemo's got a dad. She meets up with Nemo. Then they lose Nemo. They almost send Nemo to fucking Cleveland. Yeah, right? I mean, look, here comes Nemo rolling around the pipeline, you know, just, you know, being Nemo. Found. He's already found. Courtesy of the last movie. So you don't need to find him. And, then Dory's like, hey, guys, let's go. I don't remember where I'm going. Because I'm a fish. So they go to the quarantine section. Because that's where all fish get taken before they get shipped out to Cleveland. So then Nemo and Nemo's dad, or Nemo's uncle, I don't know who this is. Nemo's older, creepy friend. Nemo ends up on the truck going to Cleveland, and they almost go to Cleveland. Nemo, this isn't even Nemo's movie. He didn't ask for any of this. All he was trying to do was go down the pipes, see what the deal is. Nemo was just living his life before Dory came and inserted herself. Ellen DeGeneres is the voice of Dory. It's not so bad. But, you know, Dory's looking for her parents. Dory's looking to get here. Dory wants to get back. Why isn't it called Dory is Looking for Things? There is not one person in this movie who is actually looking for Dory. Nobody's trying to find Dory. Why is it even called Finding Dory? This is like the biggest, most fraudulent title since The Neverending Story. Not one person looks for Dory. Spoiler alert again, she finds her parents. After some people told her parents were dead. They're like, your parents are dead, they didn't come back from quarantine. She's like, then all of a sudden she ends up in the ocean, and her parents show up. You were just told, she was just told her parents are dead. Now she found them? And when she finds her parents, how does she remember that she was told her parents are dead if she can't remember things because she's a fish? It's all very confusing. Just saying. There are some holes in the plot. There are several holes in the plot of Finding Dory. And I'm not saying that as a film buff. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go Facebook Live for a second. You guys are going to stick with me. You guys are going to stick with me as I FBL this jump off for a second. Because I was Facebook Live-ing at the show. I was Facebook Live and at Sublime with Rome, and I thought that was fun. So I will do it a little more. And I will continue to go I will continue to talk about Finding Dory in a second. As I hit the FBL really quick, just to give people a little podcast preview of what is to come Tuesday, I was talking about Finding Dory. Spoiler alert. If you haven't seen Finding Dory, I would definitely not watch this video right now until you see it. But again, there are several holes in the plot. There's not one person. There's not one person actually looking for Dory. Dory is looking for other people. Therefore, the movie shouldn't be called Finding Dory. It should be Dory is looking to be found, or Dory is looking for people. And I thought it was very morbid when they told her that her parents were dead, and then 5 minutes later she found them. That would pull on my heartstrings a bit. Now, I'm not saying Ellen DeGeneres didn't do a fun job voicing the voice of Dory. I'm not saying it wasn't fun. I'm just saying that it was kind of fraudulent. And I think that there needs to be a little more thought being put into the title of movies. Again, Nemo didn't ask to almost go to Cleveland. Nemo just showed up in the pipe, was like, hey, Dory. Dory's like, hey, come with me. Then they end up in quarantine, and Nemo and Nemo's older creepy friend end up on a bus, on a truck, and they're going to Cleveland. They didn't ask for any of that. They didn't ask for that. Crazy. Fair movie. There's some whales in it, too. There's a whale that can't see, and there's a whale that can't use the big thing on the head that, you know, you can see things. Because whales, I don't know. It's called something. I didn't go to school. Anyway. So if you're going to see Finding Dory, just be on the lookout to not be looking for anything. Not have her being searched for, as it is quite the opposite. Quite the opposite. And I don't know if fish have receding hairlines. Dory's dad has like a receding hairline. They're underwater. I don't know. Maybe I'm not that up on fish and mammals and the science class that covers all that. I'm not up on many science classes these days. Anywho. Okay. Now I'm on Facebook Live. And I'll tell you why I did that. I'll tell you.
As I hit the FBL reel.
I'll tell you. Off camera. Now, the thing is, the other night when I did, you know what? No. I'll do it on the other side. I'll get you when we come back after this.
Hey, everybody, it's Andy from The Andy Dare Show. Just thanking you so much for checking out the Jay Porks podcast. If you want to find out more about Jay and what he's up to, you can follow him on Twitter at Jay Porks, on Instagram at Jay Porks, and on Facebook at Jay Porks. There's a running theme here. It's Jay Porks all day for 2016. And for his official website, full of podcasts and complete show notes, check out jayporks.com. If you want to check out more about Dare Network, just find us at iTunes. Search Andy Dare Show and we'll come right up. The Dare Network is now home to the Jay Porks Podcast, The Andy Dare Show, Spin Class with Tyler and Andy, and also Jesse Unplugged. We want to thank everybody who subscribes and tells a friend. Thank you so much for listening, and now, back to the Jay Porks Podcast.
And we are back. Okay. Now, obviously, if you're listening, you heard me mention that I went on Facebook Live for a second towards the end of the first half. I'm going to explain to you why I did that. The other night, I was at Sublime with Rome at the PNC Bank Arts Center. Well, actually, we were in the parking lot at first. Me and Pam in the Pam wagon eating cantaloupe. She was drinking, oh, come on, I'll think of it. Shock Top? Yeah, I did think of it. Oh, man. I always forget. It's always Shock Top or Magic Hat. It's always something interesting. You know, like when I show up with a cool strain of weed. So we were sitting there drinking Shock Tops. I was indulging in the recreational use of marijuana, possibly. Possibly not. I don't know. Depends on who's listening. Depends on if I'm pretending that this is an entertainment-only podcast and these are all jokes and these are all fake. So I'm sitting there. What I did was I downloaded Snapchat. Because I want to be cool. I want to be a child. I want to be hip. But I didn't know how to work it. So I remember that I saw people doing live Facebook videos. Meanwhile, for you people that are doing the Facebook live videos of the concerts you're at, you're part of the problem. I know, you didn't think you'd hear me say that, right? Yeah, you're part of the problem. So what I was thinking in my head was, wow, I saw my friend on Facebook going live with EDM videos or whatever it is. Maybe I should try some Facebook Live from the parking lot. And that's what I did. And like 8 people started watching. And I know like you might say, yeah, 8 people, big fucking deal. But you know what? Those are 8 people. Those are 8 more people that were listening to me 5 minutes ago. Those are 8 more souls that I know were listening. You see, the thing about the podcast is there a way? I mean, of course there's ways to know how many people are listening to the podcast, but that will never be an exact number to me, because we have Archive, we have Stitcher, we have iTunes. There are several different ways to get my podcast. There are several different ways to listen. You may not use all of these features. You may not use all of the apps, all of the ways to get it. You might not use all those things. So I don't know if 8 people are listening to the podcast. I would hope that more than 8 people are listening to the podcast. But, so when I did the Facebook Live, people knew I was at a show, so everyone was awaiting the review. So I got them prepared. I got the people in my newsfeed prepared of what was to happen coming in the near future. So as soon as I did that, as soon as people started commenting, I said, you know what I gotta do? Next time I record a podcast, I have to do like 2 minutes. Just have Facebook Live open. Do 2 minutes. So I can give the news feed a little preview on what's happening. You know, not minus just a, without just giving them a title. Like, I know you see the title and you expect what's happening. I know I could tell you what I'm talking about. But if you can hear 90 seconds of it, without having to click any links. You know, if 90 seconds of it shows up in your newsfeed and you like it, and then you go check it out on Tuesday, I win. I win. So I was FBLing from the parking lot at a... Yeah, FBLing. From the parking lot of PNC Bank Art Center. That is where we saw the lovely double bill of Sublime with Rome and Dirty Heads. Courtesy of a Ticketmaster lawsuit. Those tickets were free. I have to keep my phone in front of me because I'm waiting for drug dealers, but it's on silent because I'm recording a podcast. So I had seats. So we were in the parking lot chilling. It started raining really hard for like maybe a good hour, I want to say. Maybe 45 minutes. There was a guy with ponchos. There was a guy selling ponchos when it was sunny. And then he walked away. And then it started raining. And then I hear 3 cars over. They're like, hey, where's poncho guy? So I'm like, oh, now you want poncho guy. You didn't want him when he was here 5 minutes ago. So like, it wasn't raining 5 minutes ago. Yeah, but why do you think poncho guy is out here, douchebags? You think poncho guy is out here because it's not going to rain? You think he's not looking at the forecast? Buy it when it's sunny if you want to stay dry. Me personally, I think the rain makes my hair look slick. Especially when I'm rocking the man bunlifics. Unfortunately, a trip to the bathroom on the way in, and my rubber band was gone. Womp, womp, womp. But luckily, for Facebook Live, one was on the way. Lisa, who I used to work with at Panini Grill, and Sal, the aforementioned host of the Slant Show podcast. They called me. They said, hey. I said, hey. They said, were you just on Facebook Live? I said, yeah. They said, Sublime with Rome? I said, yeah. They said, PNC Bank Art Center? I said, see. We're there. I'm like, you're there? They're like, we're coming. I'm like, I'm here. They're like, I know. I'm like, that's cool. They're like, I know. We'll meet you. Hell yeah. And we did. So between Dirty Heads and Sublime with Rome, I ducked out to the lawn and I saw Sal and Lisa and we got to talking and I noticed that on Lisa's wrist, she had two rubber bands. Well, you only need one, Lisa. I'm gonna have to take that other one off your hands. And I did. And it felt good. Some girl with dreadlocks came up to me and she touched my hair. She's like, oh my god, your hair is so great. And I'm like, do you want to touch it? And she's like, can I? And I'm like, hell yeah. And she touched it. And then she went on her way. Which was fine. Because then it was time for man bunology. So, and let me just say this. And again, in this meeting, between the meeting, in the rendezvous me, Lisa, and Sal had between the lawn and the seats, between Dirty Heads and Sublime, this is where I was booked to go on the Slant Show podcast. And it's also where I claimed my ride home and my rubber band. And then we decided to get back on the FBL, do a little cross promotion, which we did. And it was fun. And, you know, Sal's always open to getting more people to look at his stuff. Sal's on Periscope, so, like, when I recorded, when we did the Slant Show, he was Periscoping, I was FBLing. So, again, just to give people a preview of what is happening. So, like, please don't say to yourself, get out of my newsfeed. Because I'm not going to stop. It's just going to keep going until I get more people to listen to the podcast, until I start getting paid for doing the podcast. Not paid to do the podcast. Until I start finding ways to make money while simultaneously doing the podcast, and maybe combining those two elements. Because my voice is too luxurious, my accent is too awesome, and I am too damn funny to be this poor and this entertaining at the same time. Quick notes on the shows. See, again, I'm talking about the show here because back in the day, I used to write all of this stuff on the ConcertConfessions.com review, live music news and reviews for the fans by the fans. If you go to ConcertConfessions.com right now, you can check that out. I used to write all these things, like me and Pam were in the parking lot, I Facebook Live, like, none of that stuff matters, none of that stuff is needed, none of that stuff is needed to waste my time when I am up at night putting this thing together, especially now that I have a podcast. All the things that don't have to do with, like, the venue and the music and stuff like that, I can save for the podcast, which I will do. Dirty Heads are the best hip-hop act going right now. And I don't even know, like, if you can call that, I don't know what they're calling them, so I'm not looking it up. I'm not going to do what Wikipedia tells me to do. I'm not going to decide what genre they're in. I was nodding my head. It felt like, you know, felt groovy. They were rapping. They had two of them rapping. My thoughts were, fuck Drake. And why don't more people know the Dirty Heads? Well, again, people in the venue knew the Dirty Heads. Like, people were rocking when the Dirty Heads were on. Like, I almost was like, huh? How do this many people know the Dirty Heads? I only know of them because they opened for Sublime with Rome a few years ago. And my friend Meredith from, I have no idea where she's from. From the other side of the country, who contributes to Content Confession sometimes, she loves 311 and Dirty Heads, and she just saw Dirty Heads open for 311 in Vegas or something. It was something over there, on the other side of the country. Dirty Heads rocked it. Sublime with Rome rocked it. Sublime with Rome, I mean, I'm glad I finally made it into the PNC Bank Arts Center, and I was able to see them. Because the first time, Roseland Ballroom, I was on the side. I was on the side stage. I had a shit camera. I don't have good pictures, so the memory is as foggy as the pictures are. There was another time where it was 311, Sublime with Rome. It was 311 and Sublime with Rome. That was supposed to be the lineup. And we got into the venue a little late. Sublime with Rome had already finished. I mean, it was 7:45, but Sublime with Rome had already finished. So, okay. So now, this time, I finally got in. I finally got to witness the entirety of the Sublime with Rome set from our very own section. I was at the same spot where I was for Manson Pumpkins. That's not where our seats were, but once you get down into the seated section, it is, it's a free-for-all. So I said, hey, Pam, you want to go over there where there's no tall people? She said, okay. So we went. And I get to take L videos. Excuse me. And I have some more videos that I need to upload. Just, I'm looking for the SD card. I think it's in that other computer. I was up doing the videos. I was up doing the pictures. And then I looked at the clock and it was 4:30 in the morning. I'm like, wow, this is usually when I wake up for work. 4:30 in the morning. And I'm up doing this for all of those views. So it was fun times. The concert calendar, the future concert calendar is as follows. July 31st, as long as weird undiagnosed pains go away and doctors learn how to do their damn jobs and fix my buddy Amanda, I will be in Camden for Heart, Joan Jett, Cheap Trick at the what was formerly known as the Susquehanna Bank Arts Center in Camden, New Jersey. I will pack a vest. The day after that is August 1st. I won't be doing anything then. The day after that is August 2nd. August 2nd, I'll be at the PNC Bank Arts Center for Snoop Dogg, Wiz Khalifa. Such a G. And then Friday, August 5th is a show I can't tell you about. I was told I can't say anything about it. I mean, I only work for so many bands, so it's up to the listener to make interpretations upon what that means, but the information I was given, I was told to keep my schedule clear on August 5th, and that I will be doing. And I think that, and after that, nothing until I figure out that nothing until I figure out more shows, until I get some of these Ticketmaster vouchers to work. See, now a lot of people hit my email. A lot of people hit me on Twitter. They're like, Jay, all these shows are sold out. I can't get into any of these shows. You lied. Guys, it's a forever updating list. The list of shows will always be updating. Voucher sold out for this event? No problem. Just wait. First of all, don't believe that. You should click find tickets anyway. That's first of all. Always click find tickets and always put in the voucher and see if it works. put it in for any show. Voucher not available for this event, and you believed them. But also, guys, everyone could just, again, take a chill pill. This is a class action lawsuit. This isn't a coupon. This isn't a special that you have to use, buy, or else. No, this is money that Ticketmaster owes to you. It's yours. They can't take it back. It's in your account forever. It will always be there. So until you use it, it is yours. There will always be time to use it. Now, what I would do is they are probably going to have those tickets go to a majority of shows that are undersold the week of. That would be my guess. So what you need to do is, if you want to go see a free concert, you need to prepare yourselves to leave on short notice. Because it can happen at any time. So some good stuff on that. I was trying to get Prophets of Rage tickets, but I'm not. But the voucher sold out before I was able to confirm who was coming to that show with me. Somebody said Snapchat's better than Facebook Live. I didn't think that. Like, I didn't know it was a thing. Facebook is Facebook. Facebook Live isn't like Snapchat. It's not a separate thing. I mean, it's not like an app, a social thing. Facebook is on Facebook. It's not the same. I'm not in a feed of strictly live videos on Facebook. I think Facebook Live is cool for the feature of I can use it as like a commercial. I can use it on the go. I can use it to preview things. I can use it to preview my podcast. Just because I can't put a dog face filter on me doesn't mean that I care that much about it. Because I don't. Just wanted to be a cool hip kid. And I am a cool hip kid. Okay. Well, this car is out of gas. Before I get up on out of here, let me give you the list of websites you need to go to help keep me in business. First of all, quick plug. Go to find the Slant Show. Find the Slant Show on Twitter. Find them on Facebook. I'm looking it up right now as I... It's Slant Show on Facebook. No, it's Slant. It's at Slant Show on Facebook, at Slant Show on Twitter, and theslant.lipson.com. You want to check them out. Cool times. All right. ConcertConfessions.com is where you're going to find all your live music news and reviews for the fans, by the fans, and that includes the latest edition of Jay Parks' Wild Bogus Journeys out to Jersey and with Sublime with Rome and Dirty Heads and a man bun and a girl touching my hair. ChristinaRocks.com, she's got a blog. She's also got a radio show, which makes her way cooler than me. 89xradio.com, every Sunday morning, throwback alternative. Every Sunday, I listen to it as my father is in ShopRite and before the buffet. Because I figured out how to do the speakers on the car. I figured out how to do the Bluetooth into the car speakers, so it's dope. It's dope. Also, go to andyderer.com. That's where you're going to get all your Derer Network podcasting needs. Whether that's spin class, with Tyler and Andy, whether that's Jesse Unplugged, whether that's the flagship show, the Andy Darrow Show, or the smooth, sultry tones of the J-Porks podcast. You can get it all there at andyderrow.com. And of course, every week the music headlines there are powered by Annie Quiet. They be powered by Annie Quiet. AnnieQuiet.com is your source for quality. Until next week, folks. Hit the wacky weed. Turn on the Warren Zevon. Don't vote Donald Trump. Late.
This has been the J-Porks Experience. Thank you so much for listening.